الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن 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 الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. We explained, or tried to explain, that in this ayat is the basis of our fasting having prescribed and made faraz by Allah Ta'ala. And where Allah Ta'ala has said, kutiba alaykum as-siyam, that rozas have been made faraz upon you, ulama have written that on every part of the body also rozas have been made faraz. Not only the basic for faraz roza, which we understand, the keeping away from food and drink, and not becoming intimate with one's wife, that is there. But together with that also, the other parts of the body must also keep roza, that is, observe the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. Ulama have written basically six things in this regard. The one of them is the roza of the eyes also. That a person must keep roza of the eyes. Firstly, we should understand that the eye, what a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala it is. Nobody can ever fathom any ni'mat of Allah, which Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ. تَعُدُّ is jama', the plural, that all of you, from Adam alayhi salam till the day of Qiyamah, if all of you try and count, ni'mat Allah is singular, one ni'mat of Allah. And one is not counted. If there are things which are few, then you count them, one is not counted. But if you try and count one ni'mat, you can never ever count it also. لَن تُحْصُوهَا. You cannot encompass it, you cannot fathom it, you cannot reach its depth, what that one ni'mat also is. And ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, Allah says, وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. With great, great emphasis and stress, Allah says, if you make shukr on a ni'mat, I will increase you. And if you make na shukri, if you don't appreciate, then remember my punishment is very severe also. So the eye is a very great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, and with regard to all ni'mats, and sometimes we should say to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, so many ni'mats of yours, I cannot even, what I have in my mind, what I know, are very, very few. Not even the tip of the iceberg of those ni'mats which I don't know about also. So many ni'mats of Allah which we are not aware. And that which I know also, I also know it very, very superficially. I don't even know what I admit. My iman is a ni'mat, the ni'mat. But do I know the reality of iman? Then all my parents are ni'mat, the body parts are ni'mat, but that also very superficially. The depth of it, we don't know. We can't ever know it, nobody can ever reach to there. And Ya Allah, the shukr that I make is just verbal. Even my verbal shukr is not complete. And actual shukr is not verbally only, but it is with our actions also. And that we actually use that ni'mat for what it is meant, then that is shukr. But even verbally we can't make enough shukr. And there are so many ni'mats of Allah that we don't even, what we know, we don't make shukr about. Like for example, all of us think that we make shukr to Allah for the ni'mat of the eye. That is also all the other parts of the body, 360 joints in the body. Did we make shukr for any one joint? But may Allah protect us all, just a little bit of gout or little bit problems in the knees or in the back or any other, then see how much we complain about that. And complaining is one like we complain, and one is we speaking about it. Many of the buzurgs, they should not even mention any of that. They say so many ni'mats of Allah we enjoyed, and in fact we didn't make shukr. Now one little bit problem, and now we are making a big view and cry about it. So we should speak to Allah Ta'ala and acknowledge all these ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. With regard to the ni'mat of the eye, Then not only the whole eye and everything of the eye, one person was laid with a little child to the shop. So it looked like he was a blind person, so the child was holding him by the hand and brought him. When he sat down, then he spoke to one person and he said, for example, Muhammad, how are you? How's everyone at home? How's things going? To another person, Ismail, how are you? How's things going? Then somebody asked him, that uncle, that when you came, it looked like you're a blind person, but now you can see this person, you're asking about them, you recognize them. So he said that just the fluid in my eye has dried up. This our eyes and our eyelids, that all the time they are blinking, all the time. The wipers are working automatically. And all the dust that comes, it's wiping it out and it deposits it at the bottom, mostly in the corner here. And when it is more, sometimes we feel it also. When we are washing, and when we make washing our face in wudu, we should take particular care that we wash the corners also. And what is there also, we try and take it out completely. So anyway, so this is the work. That fluid, it has dried up, he said. Now my eyelids don't flesh. They just remain closed all the time. Now while walking, I can't open my eyes, but I'm sitting here, so I physically lifted up my eyelid, now I can see. So what a great ni'mat, just that fluid is there. Everything else, our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair, he used to explain that from Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali, this explanation, that the actual thing of the eye, the eye composes of many things. The actual thing that sees is the pupil. And that is the black which is in the center of the eye. That is the thing that sees. And a person has got different color eyes, somebody has got black eyes, green eyes, blue eyes, grey eyes. Somebody's two eyes are different colors also. This eye is a different color, that eye is a different color also. But anyway, whatever color, it isn't that color that looks. It is the pupil. And Hazrat Muhammad Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali explained that look at the qudrat of Allah, that in black Allah kept light. Otherwise, what is darkness, you put off the lights, you can't see. Allah made the pupil black. But that is the part of the eye that actually sees. All the other parts have got all their function. And if we have to study optometry and all the details, optometrists, how much they study all this, and how the eye, what it looks, how it goes to the brain, how the brain registers. It's not really the eye that looks, outwardly it's the eye. But it goes to the brain and the brain registers it, then we have seen. Otherwise the eye, or person, many people have got eyes, but they, like that, they look ordinary, normal. But they can't see. There is something that has gone wrong in the whole process. So anyway, the eye is a very great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, and every ni'mat must be used according to the giver's instruction. Whoever gives you some ni'mat, whoever gives you some gift, use it as he wants it to be used. Your father gave you top of the range BMW. Now that is such a gift, but you use it as a foul run. You take fouls and you put them in the BM. And you tell your daddy, Jazakallah, you gave me a BM. All the fouls are so happy. They got a BM. They messing the seats and everything. So the ni'mat must be used for what purpose the giver of the ni'mat gave it. For that it must be used. And also everything of ours that we have, it is our whole body, every part of the body is all from Allah Ta'ala. We should also remember that it is not my mother or my father or me as a mother or father that I can make eyes. The greatest optometrist in the world, he's not in control of his own eyes also. He can't make his own eyes. He can't make eyes for his children also. It is only Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And Allah hasn't got a separate factory where eyes are made, specialized. And the people there, they know thoroughly about eyes. Every woman, no matter she does, she can't even read A to B, Alif and Ba, she can't read, but a child in her womb, Allah is making the eyes there. They are not supplied from outside. Never does a mother see or understand that a delivery of eyes is going to take place today. Or the delivery of the nose. Everything is made there. And all this, that who is Allah Ta'ala? The great Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. In that one drop of sperm, or less than a drop of sperm also. In that Allah Ta'ala has kept the material of the eyes also. And everything, whatever the eyes are, the pupil, the cornea, whatever is in the eye, everything is in there. The material for the heart is in there. The material for the brains. And these are very delicate, delicate materials. They are in that drop of sperm. And then again, in that drop of sperm, Allah has kept the material of the ribs also. Which are so strong and have to protect all the vital organs. The skull that has to protect the brain. How strong Allah Ta'ala made that. So all that. So what is the great Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala? Anyway, any person who makes something, any machinery or anything, he gives the instructions that how it should be used. And normally you use it according to the maker's instructions, you get good service. And the guarantee is also only that time the guarantee, when you used it according to the maker's instruction. If you used it against this instruction, that guarantee is void. It doesn't. It's a different thing. Yeah, again, that we will go and lie. That we won't say that we used it wrongly for a wrong purpose, for what it was not meant, and we will want a replacement or we will want a refund. And all that again, we are doing so much of haram in this. And we feel that we are smart. We know how to just say things like this and like that. And then we got a replacement, a new thing we got again. But that is not permissible at all. Allah give us the reality of deen, the understanding, knowledge, ilm-e sahih, fahm-e sahih, and then amal-e sahih also. These are great ni'mets of Allah, and we should make dua to Allah Ta'ala also. That we have the proper knowledge. And then we have the proper understanding of that knowledge. And then the proper amal on that knowledge. This is what وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةِ حِكْمَةً wisdom. The ulama have written that hikmat is عِلْمِ صَحِي فَهْمِ صَحِي عَمَلِ صَحِي. If we are granted that, what a great gift from Allah Ta'ala. So the eye is also one of the many machines in this big machine. And it has to be used according to the maker's instructions. We use it according to how we feel like using it. Just anyhow we want to use it. Actually, we should be using it according to the maker's instructions. And the great benefits of the eyes in this world also. What great benefits it will give. In the qabr, a person with the eyes, if they were used according to the maker's instructions, in the qabr, the qabr will be made so spacious for that person. And he'll be where he is, but he'll be able to see right through wherever, ever, ever. In Jannat, he will be able to see the smallest Jannat for the very last person who will be burning in Jahannam for how long. And finally, Allah save us all. When he will be taken out and he will be given Jannat, he will be given 10 times the size of this Jannah, of this world. And 10 times, yeah, we are sitting here, all of us, where our bedding is, we can't see that place. Where those whose homes are, yeah, we can't see the home. We are just, yeah, whatever little bit we can see. And our eyes are focused in front of us, we can't see at the back. But in Jannat, the Jannati will be the last to enter. His eyes will be such that his Jannat, which is 10 times bigger than the world, right till the very end he will be able to see also. And on the other hand, if we misuse it, then there isn't that guarantee. And then if we misuse our eyes, then hot lead will be poured into the eyes. Then we understand we are so particular. And with the eyes, Allah Ta'ala made it any little danger without us thinking. We didn't have to get any education on it. We were not trained in it, but your eyelid just closes. Allah made it like a shutter. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Allah reward him tremendously, explained so beautifully. That for example, you've got your shop or your house also, and it's a place that is prone to riots, protests, etc. And every now and then, there are the rioters who come. So you have shutters on your windows, so that when they come, so that you can put the shutters, and you can protect your windows of the house, of the shop, whatever else. Now it's remote things, everything, all different things. So anyway, when they are coming, then you have to go in, press that button to get if it's a remote. Or you have to go and do it physically, which is will be also so dangerous. But with the eyes, Allah Ta'ala made it, any little danger, like there is a storm little bit, wind is blowing a bit stronger, and dust in the wind. Now your eyes, dust will go in your eyes, without you pressing any button or anything, immediately you just drop your eyelids. And when you feel now that you're out of the danger of that storm, etc., you lift your eyelids again. Who gave you this? Allah Ta'ala. How Allah made the protection for it. And then Hazrat says, the major danger is not those little dust particles that will enter, but any haram that you look at. Those are the most dangerous things for the eyes. And this Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi writes, all the spiritual things, this body of ours can't perceive it. With our brains and that, we can't perceive that how harmful it is. The dust that goes in the eye, that everyone can perceive. You don't even have to have a grade 1 education. Everyone can perceive that dust is bad. But looking at haram, looking down upon somebody, that everyone can't perceive. So Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali writes, that has to do with the ruhaniyat of a person. Like the physical body, who is, Mufti Sahib writes, that insan, who is an insan, a human being. And we also, we make shukr, Allah made me a human being, and we make shukr for that also. But who is a human being? We take it normally that the human being is this body of ours. Our bones, our meat, our structure, our eyes, our ears, all these things here. So, and this person here, this human being, he eats, he enjoys, he travels, all the different things in life he does. But at the time of mort, what happens? He's still that same human being. Still that same lips are there, same the eyes are there. Now why isn't he enjoying? Now, why isn't he anymore being called by his name also? Now he's called marhum. Now nobody says so and so, we say marhum, this, marhum's that. Now his name also has been taken away. And now he was the owner of his house. He was the husband of his wife. He was the owner of his motor car, his shop, his office, whatever. Everything was his. But now nothing is his. Even dunya-wise also, and shariat-wise also. His wife is not his wife now. His shop is not his shop now. It has become the inheritance. As soon as he has passed away, what happened? Outwardly, if we say this human being is this body, the body is still there. So it should be still the same matter. But now, the ruh is gone out. And the ruh, nobody can see it also. And nobody knows also exactly when that ruh left the body. Okay? So now just because the ruh has left, so the real important thing is the ruh, which nobody can see. The body we can see, we can do experiments on the body, parts of the body. You can go for examinations, you can have x-rays done, saunas done, many things can be done. But on the ruh, these things cannot be done. So that is the thing which is, and that is what makes a person a human being. The qualities that go with the ruh. A real human being is not that person who owns so much, and that human being who has got so much of authority. But the human being really is that person that this ruhani things which we cannot see, spiritual things, those are developed to the maximum, to the optimum and the best. His eyes, he uses them in the perfect, correct way. His eyes, Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that why did Allah give us two eyes? This is just one point, that Allah could give us one eye, And many a person, he tells you that my one eye, I can't see anything. But he's seeing perfectly what is for other one eye. Everything, his life is carrying on normally. He drives also. He does everything with that one eye of his. And if Allah wanted to, he could give us all one eye in the middle. And we all, it shouldn't look awkward also. Everyone should have one eye. And it was sufficient. Maulana Allahu Akbar. These are the great Allah wala. He said Allah gave us two eyes. One eye to look for our needs. Or we have got our needs. And the one is to look at the needs of other people. But today we are using both eyes for only for our needs. And that also is still not sufficient. We don't even ever think of the needs of other people. Our neighbors, poor people around us, anyone else, we don't think of their needs. And we find that when the spirituality of a person is made for which we are here, for which we are talking, we are hearing, we're hopefully paying proper attention, is to bring these things in us. That we use our time, our eyes, our things for other people also. And this is what we see where our elders and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, where they reached. Today for one person to do another person's work, your son is your son. He's married. He's got his house. He's got to do all his things. He hasn't got time to do your things. For him to take out time is a job. Right? In the same way, anyone else, everyone got their own house, their affairs. They have to run their business. They have to see to the house. They have to see to this. We don't get time for other people. But when a person works in this, there was one Mufti Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali of Deoband, for how many widows he should even do their shopping. Now this is not an easy thing to do. And then there were some of them that when he bought, then they should tell him, Mufti Sahib, this is not right what you brought. And he goes again. Now he's got his whole, every person has got his 24-hour program. Where do you fit in all this? But this is again the same that Ruhaniyat, or call it what is in the Ghaib. When we go in that direction, Allah opens and gives barakah. And these are people. We heard of Haji Sulaiman of Hackworth, Majid. Somebody told us that now it's communication is not like those days, but those days, once a week on a Friday, they should come from Hackworth. Not so far now, we think. But those days, he should come and do the shopping for the shop, for the house, for everything. Make Juma Namaz also, everything. And for how many people, Muslims and non-Muslims, and non-Muslims who are well off also, who are not well off also. He should do that. And everyone else's work first. Last is his work. We will be, first we do our work. If I get time, well, I will do it also. But he should do everyone else's work first. And last he should do his work. So these are the, and Allah gives this barakat. When a person works in that direction, then Allah gives the barakat also according to that. And the stories of the Sahaba, the stories of the awliya, the great, great mashayikh, we can't comprehend, we can't fathom them also, because we haven't gone in that direction. So this is also, this ruhaniyat is much, much, much more stronger than what this physical and this outward what we see. We are very limited in everything. But in there, they crossed over the water without bridges. They stayed awake the whole night. During the night, ibadat of Allah, du'as. During the day, efforts of deen, continuously. We, just one mosquito at night, my whole day is spoiled also. Now I can't concentrate on anything. My eyes just open 5-10 minutes before. And now also my whole day is spoiled. But who were these people? So this is that ruhaniyat. So this eyes also, the harm, what dust will cause in it, to it, or anything else. Many medicines also, if you not married, it's written clearly, it mustn't come in contact with the eyes. And if it does, then they give some instructions what should be done. And for children especially, but what harm all that can cause, what this harm causes, we cannot imagine it. So if we, with this little explanation, if we can understand what Allah has prohibited us from, those things are the most harmful for the eyes. And they cause tremendous damage to the eyes. And in this world also it will cause. Also our ulama have explained, Allah reward them, that our dunyas, problems that dunya's illnesses that we have. A person is a diabetic, cholesterol is too much, he's a whatever else he's got. That is only till the life of this dunya. After that, it's finished. Now he's no more a diabetic when he's gone to the qabr. It's finished. It was only till there. And on this, on illnesses, we make sabr, Allah's rahmat comes down. Allah Ta'ala forgives gunas on the illnesses a person has got. Whatever difficulty he experiences, he goes through, Allah Ta'ala forgives his gunas. Allah's rahmat comes down. His du'as are readily accepted. A sick person's du'as are like all those ni'mats. But on the spiritual illnesses, in this dunya, it's not that Allah's rahmat comes down. Allah's ghadab and Allah's la'anat. Allah's la'anat comes down. And what is Allah's la'anat? Allahu Akbar. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah explained, just see how far we are from reality. A person is looking at a woman live, or on the TVs, on the screen, or a photo, whatever. And he is enjoying, he is laughing, he is getting pleasure. And Allah's curse is coming down on him. The fire of Allah is enveloping him. He is wrapped in the fire of Allah. And a person is enjoying that. What is the condition? But that is what our condition is. That we're looking at on the cell phone, all filth and dirt we are looking. Allah's lanat is pouring down on us. And we are enjoying. So that reality we are so. But the outward things, little bit itch in the eye, we feel it immediately. Little bit we feel there's something wrong here. What's wrong? Must go to see a doctor. Must do this, must do that, we must do that. But the reality. So these are those things. So what Allah has, or the reality with regard to every aspect of Allah's ni'mat. We are discussing the eye, what Allah has made haram. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Say to the believing man, yeah, Allah said to the believing man, they will make qadr, they will appreciate, they got iman on Allah. What my Allah is saying, I will listen to it. So Allah is saying, they are the ones who will take. And one alim, he was here in the masjid here, and he said, what an important thing, and if we can understand this, grasp it. He says, that iman which can't save us from gunas in this world, how is that iman going to save us from the fire of Jahannam? So that iman is that power, it's a force. So Allah says, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, those who got iman, they are the ones who will listen. يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. They must, Quran is Quran Sharif, who can fathom the Quran? Allah did not say, close your eyes, lower your gazes. يَغُضُّ, just lower, and min. That is tab'idiyah, some of your gazes. Not all the time you have to look down. When there is no harm, no danger, you are allowed to look. Look around, see the great. Look at your parents and look at them with respect and adab. Every look, you get the sawab of one maqbool, hajj. A sahabi asked, if I remember correctly, 60 times, 60 hajj sawab in one day. Just looking at your father, looking at your mother with respect. You look at your ustad, you look at your sheikh. Allahu Akbar. When our sheikh, rahmatullah Ali, went to Bangladesh, somebody asked her Hazrat that when you look at the Kaaba Sharif, then you get sawab. For those who make tawaf, the greatest amount of sawab. Those who make namaz, they get less. And those who just look, they also get sawab. So just looking at the Kaaba Sharif. So he says, and if you look at your sheikh, what will you get sawab? He says that what your sheikh is connecting you with Allah Ta'ala. And that is the purpose of the whole relationship. And if that is there, then the reward of that is much, much more greater also. So this eyes, they can take a person, just as Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said with the tongue. It can take you to the heights of Jannat, or it can take you to the depths of Jahannam, and you can just keep on going down and down in Jahannam. The same with the eyes. They can take you to the very heights of Jannat, and they can take you right to the very depths of Jahannam. So we have to use our eyes according to the Maker's instruction, what Allah Ta'ala has told us. According to, in that is physically also we look after our eyes, but we have just, that is all that we worry about. and we block it at that. Whereas really it is the spiritual side, those things which Allah Ta'ala has made that we should not look at. And this is one command of the eyes that specifically Allah addressed the man separately and the woman also separately. Completely two different. Otherwise, women are addressed under the address of the man. They are included. Aqimu salah is an address for the man, that you establish your namaz. Women are included in that. Kutiba alaykum as-siyam, that also, the women are also included. Everything. But for this command, Allah addressed the woman also separately. That how important it is. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ and وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ and they must safeguard the private parts. From here the ulama have written, the eyes have got a direct contact with regard to the details which come later. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali Jazahumullah Khair has explained so beautifully that it is the great kindness, mercy and love of Allah Ta'ala that he made the looking at other women haram. He cut it from the root. That person who is anywhere in authority with regard to his own life also, any problem that comes or anything. One person, he's got a filling station, very wealthy person, mashallah. A lady came all dolled up and she told the petrol attendant that give my phone number to your boss. So she had some other ideas, of course, but he paid no attention, mashallah, great Allah wala. Though he's outwardly like just a big businessman, but what iman and what taqwa he had. After a few days, she reprimanded that worker, you didn't give it, definitely your boss will definitely respond and he will phone. So he just did not respond. So this is that iman. What did I say this one? Yeah, cutting it from. So just don't go into the thing at all. Just cut it from the root. So if we also do it, Allah has done it for us. Don't look. So your thoughts, from looking, thoughts start coming. From thoughts, planning starts coming. From planning, then perhaps your tongue will do some, your phone perhaps, or something else. Then finally the end result is not the end result. The end result is the beginning. What happens after that is torture. Complete torture and terrible consequences. Allah in His love for us, His kindness for us, how you worry about your children. Allah said, just look after your eyes. Cut it down from the root and what you. And then again, what great rewards Allah Ta'ala gives. Allah Ta'ala said in a hadith al-Qudsi, النَّذْرُ سَحْمٌ مِّن سِحَامِ إِبْلِيسِ مَسْمُومٌ. This looking is of the poisonous arrows of shaitan. A person who gives it up in the fear of Allah Ta'ala, Allah says, أَبْدَلْتُهُ إِيمَانًا يَجِدُ حَلَاوَتَهُ فِي قَلْبِهِ. I will change it now for my sake, this very strong desire. And it is a test from Allah that you did not look. And you didn't look, Allah says, I will change it and I will give him the sweetness of iman which he will taste in his heart. That sweetness of that iman will come into the heart. So, and then that will then, many people, many of us, Allah make us all maaf. We say, I don't enjoy namaz, I don't feel like making namaz, I just force myself. That is the sweetness of iman is not there. When the sweetness of iman will be there, rozas will be easy. Jihad will be easy. Giving your life for Allah will be easy. But now, you forget sweat. Just that little bit discomfort also we can. With that sweetness of iman hasn't come. Many of us, we feel that the sweetness of iman is something like honey in the heart we're going to feel. No, your ibadat you're going to enjoy. Your du'as you're going to enjoy now. Your namazas you're going to enjoy. Your tilawat you will enjoy. And Hazrat Mahasha Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, if a person violated this law of Allah, that is, now he broke that law. All the time a person makes effort, not for the month of Ramadan, whole life. And one time he looked wrongly, then that noor goes away. Now all what you had worked for so hard, it goes away. And to get it back again, Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, when another such occasion arises, not you go where you can see some woman, But it comes just on its own, and you don't look, that nur will come back again. And when that will come, then we will find enjoyment in our namaz, enjoyment in our observing the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. All this will become easy and will become enjoyable. So this is roza of the eyes also. And if we practice and learn that in this month of Ramadan, there can be a greater everything else also, but what a great favor a person will do to himself. And this also, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has given a beautiful prescription that many of us, perhaps all of us as such, we know our weaknesses. Everyone knows what weakness I got. For example, I got the weakness of the eyes. I just can't stop looking at other women, at haram, etc. Or any other weakness. He has given three beautiful things to do, and a person can come out of it permanently. The first is, he says, read the lives of any of our elders, pious people, the Sahaba, our elders, anyone, or even Fazail-e Amal in these times. Read one kitab, because especially on the reading the lives, the Sawanih Hayat of our elders, it is like you are in their company. And these are such people, when you are in their company, Allah's rahmat pours down. And to save us from guna, we need the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. So that is the one thing. The second thing he says, whatever that guna of yours is, whether it is speaking too much, speaking lies, whatever it might be, collect all the hadith and the ayat of the Quran in which the warnings and the punishment are mentioned. And you want to do something which is good, like you find yourself very weak making namaz with jamaat. You're just lazy. It just doesn't happen. You just can't get yourself. Sometimes when you try also, things don't work out. In that case, all the promises and the waad, all the rewards of doing that, of making namaz with jamaat, etc., collect all of them. One time in a day, just go through them. That if I do this haram, what are the punishments? How severe they are. I do this good, how much I'm going to benefit. These two things really. The third thing Hazrat says, now when that occasion comes to commit that guna, be very, very strong. He says, just a matter of 2-3 times that you stay away and finish, then Allah has sealed it for you. And your whole life, it is easy for you. So just with namaz with jamaat, for example, now you read all the virtues also, Allah's rahmat is pouring down, you see the virtues also, and giving up namaz, not making namaz with jamaat, what the punishments are also mentioned, then sometimes it will come, now it's a little awkward situation. You're not going to be able to force yourself, push yourself really at that time. 2-3 times you'll have to do it, and then whole life Allah will make it easy for you. You won't miss your jamaat wherever you are. And such people, Allahu Akbar, we read in the lives of our elders, that how their whole life they never missed jamaat. They made namaz everywhere with a jamaat. And even in our times, Maulana As'ad Madani, Rahmatullah Alayh, many of us have seen Hazrat also. Once he went to the UK, his flight reached late at night, or everywhere Isha was finished. So maybe winter months when Isha is 6, 7 o'clock, whatever, very early there in the UK. So there was nowhere, but he wanted to make his namaz with Jamaat. And he looked for a person who hasn't still made his Isha. Till finally they found somebody, then he made his namaz. When they did this, Allah made it easy for them everywhere. Maulana Asadullah Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali of Saharanpur, so particular about namaz. Once there was a mashura, a meeting in the madrasa, and jamaat time went past. So he went to a nearby masjid which they knew. There, alhamdulillah, it is a system there. When we were studying in Dioban, the Darul Uloom's Fajr was at this time. 5 minutes was another. 5 minutes later was in another masjid which was about a minute's walk. You must there also, another minute's walk, another masjid 5 minutes later. So it was almost impossible you miss your jamaat. If you missed it here, you just go a little bit further. You just go. So they set the times also such, all the difference, so everyone can fit in. So he went to about 7-8 masjids, jamaats were finished, jamaat. Until there was a masjid, so like in the jungle. And they only made namaz there when some musallis came. They had no time. Because nobody really goes there. So there he got his jamaat. When he wanted to come to Deoband, which is perhaps 20, at the most 30 kilometers. You can come by train, you can come by bus. Now you can even take a taxi for common bus and train. For about 1 week, he checked all the timetables. What time this train goes, that bus goes, what time will be Zuhar, when will I get my asr, where will I... To get all these namazes, and Allah make us maaf. We in on journey, the Jamaat is maaf. We make it anywhere. And Maulana Abrar al-Haqsab rahmatullah Ali was so particular that the sunnahs also on safar also. He said, when you're not really moving, it's not even a demand, make your sunnahs. But we are just too happy that it is qasr namaz, all the sunnahs also are maaf, and we just make namaz on our own. But these people, what great care they took. So that sweetness of iman when it comes, then it is like, for example, you have a person who is a gourmet, who enjoys his food. Hey, for him, just one meal cause. What? This is not a meal. This is not food. You prepare, the wife cooked at night, and she's giving it the next day for lunch. This is gone stale food. This is not food. So our taste is in there. How weak those people, how they understand the food. The little bit salt is less. This is not that the meat wasn't made enough. It wasn't cooked enough. It's a problem. Everything. These people were their ruhaniyat. When that iman was in them, they got the taste of this. And that namaz without jamaat, that namaz which is just made like that, no taste in that namaz like. The faraz will be made ada, but no taste like in that, when that will come. And this all Allah Ta'ala will grant when we look after the eyes. One thing Allah Ta'ala took, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, he asked you for one thing which you have outward enjoyment. And in return, he gave you 1,000 things. Your one thing, that woman, I won't perhaps get another chance to see a woman like that. How beautiful, once I've got it in my lifetime. You gave your life like, you cut your desires. Allah will take half of your life at that time that I didn't look. Allah will give you 100 lives. And what does it mean, 100 lives? Allah will give you strength in ibadat now. Now for you to get up tahajjud, forget half an hour before tahajjud time finishes, for you to get up 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours. These were those people. MashaAllah, there is one alim in our country, that 10 to 12, not from 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock, 10 to 10 minutes before 12, just like automatically he shuts off. He's finished, he can't do work now, he sleeps. 1:30 he's up, and whole day work, whole night work. This is when that sweetness and that strength and power of iman comes in a person. We get shocked, many of our friends, how much they do. I can't understand how they manage so much. Some of our friends, the rozas they keep, and nobody knows they got a roza. They gone in gush, they doing this, helping out that person, and nobody knows they got roza. When that strength of iman comes, and this Allah will take, he just took that small thing from you, that little outward enjoyment, which was an enjoyment, it was filth and dirt. And a person who gets enjoyment in eating stool and urine, how seriously isn't he eat? A person who gets enjoyment in looking at street women, filthy women, dirty women, women who are for everyone. And you get enjoyment in, and the great punishment of that is that just such a person doesn't get enjoyment looking at his wife. And then he feels that I'm wasting my time at home. They are poor, some people, Allah save us all. They just they just can't stay at home. I'm wasting my, what am I doing here looking at this woman? I'm wasting my time. I have to be with other places looking at other women, etc. And this iman, the sweetness of iman, what enjoyment you will get just looking at your own wife. Whether now you are living with her 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, 60 years, 60 years, but still it's a pleasure to look at her. And you won't want to look at other women also. So all this, the sweetness of iman, Allah Ta'ala gives it to us. And a person then, every aspect of his deen becomes in order. And he enjoys his deen. He becomes a die-hard for his deen. We can't understand this. People for dunya's things, We all holidays. It's an ill thing. Everyone not going. What's wrong? Why are you not going for holidays? What is wrong? Many other things. You haven't got a TV. There's something seriously wrong with this person. He has to go and see a psychiatrist. He hasn't got a TV at home. A person who makes five times namaz. What's he? Something wrong with this man. He's making five times namaz. He's keeping rosas. Small children are keeping rosas. Old people, doctors saying, don't keep rosas. But they can't get chain. They can't survive without rosa. It's this power of iman. And Allah has in many other things also. And on the eyes, Allah Ta'ala has given this. That we just look after our gazes. And today, the sad day also, we have to see today. At one time, we could say it very loudly that we are here in the masjid. We have come for itikaf. And here, alhamdulillah, and there isn't a single woman that we will see. Perhaps if the front windows are open by mistake, maybe you will be able to see a woman. But otherwise, yeah, other places, women come and clean the masjid also. And so there is a problem there also. But yeah, you won't see a woman. But unfortunately now, with the cell phone, the health phone, everyone is watching also. And what things aren't we watching here on the phone also? But if we will keep ourselves, control ourselves, and we don't look at any of this haram, Allah will put that sweetness of iman in us. And when we get that sweetness of iman, our whole deen will become sweet and will become enjoyable. So this eyes are great na'mat of Allah, and if they are used correctly, our jannat will be made on account of the correct usage of the eyes. And if we use it wrongly, we'll suffer the consequences in this world. And our conditions generally are because of our sins that we commit. Bima kasabat aydin nas. What we do, our worst enemy, or perhaps our only enemy, is not any country who is our enemy, it's not any nation who is our enemy. Allah is just using them. But it is our own sins that is our enemy. When we commit sin, then كَذَلِكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْدَ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضًا. Then Allah uses others. Allah doesn't come Himself. You used your eyes wrong, so this punishment, then Allah will send some conditions like that. And Allah uses other nations. And we, the shortness of our understanding, we blame those people then. We have now court cases. Now you're taking your wife to court. Wife is taking the husband to king, the husband to court, which was supposed to be a bed of roses, enjoyment between husband and wife. And now husband and wife in the courtroom, and what was dirty linen is brought out there and to be displayed to the non-believers. And all this is on account of our guna. And if we live right, then your old age with your wife also, she's also old. You can perhaps have some little illnesses and something, but what enjoyment and pleasure you give. Allah Ta'ala, this is the month to keep our rozas. Rozas of the eyes also. Control of the eyes. And fantasizing also. The TV or your cell phone, the battery, if it's not charged or something, or something else that you're fantasizing, that machine just goes on. And at the time when you put your head down, and if we use all these things correctly, beautiful dreams you will get. Allahu Akbar. Get dreams of going for Hajj. Get dreams of being in Madinatul Munawwara. What good dreams. But now you are again allowing shaitan to urinate. And all the filth you are now fantasizing. You are making yourself the most stupid fool. Looking at films also, which is what you call it, all lies. We know it is lies. One person who in Bombay, he went and watched one film 10 times. So the usher at the cinema, how many times you coming? He says, for that one scene I'm coming. That there is a girl that is undressing. And then the train just comes. And then he can't see. He says, someday the train will be late. And then I'll be able to see. We know it's a lie. There is nothing like that. Films are all just lie stories. But we overtaken with it. And the way we will discuss those films, that how that person said, what this. And we know it's lies. It's not truth. It is fiction. It is lies. But yet we, and this world is the biggest lie. And our Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam told us we don't listen to him. Allah told us that mal hayatu dunya illa mata'ul ghurur, full deception. But yet we fall for it headlong. And akhirah, wa inna darul akhirah lahiya al hayawan. Allah give us that yaqeen. And all that will also come if we start with the eyes and with all the other. Allah give us all tawfiq and give us the true reality in His mercy and His kindness. There is a month of du'as. Make du'as for one another. Make du'as for the ummah. Allah bless us with this reality. Okay.